You'll get a great audience.
What's homecoming weekend without you and WCWP, Brookville, New York?
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, part of Homecoming Weekend on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Last year taught me never to take this weekend for granted. I am so glad we are back and glad to be part of the 60 hours of programming that we call Homecoming Weekend as we approach the 60-year anniversary of WCWP's launch tomorrow afternoon at 12:15. To start the homecoming edition of Instrumental Invasion, which I'm glad became a weekly Wednesday night show a year and a half ago, is Together Again by Dave Koz and Corey Wong.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, all part of Homecoming Weekend here at 88.1 WCWP.
And that was Nick Colleone with Right Around the Corner from Finger Painting, released on April 24th, 2020, 3 weeks into this show's Wednesday night run. Nick was on guitar with Chris Big Dog Davis on everything else: keyboards, synth bass, drum programming, writer, producer, arranger. Before that, Dave Koz and Corey Wong with Together Again from the Golden Hour, which came out on June 11th of this year, which is when most of the music in this morning's show was released. If it came out before 2021, I'll say. Dave wrote Together Again for his 1999 album, The Dance, and he wrote it with his brother, Jeff. Dave played soprano sax on both versions, with Corey Wong playing Jeff's instrument and Nick Colleone's instrument here. Guitar: Kevin Gastangue was on keyboards, Johannes Tona on bass, Peter Janchik on drums, and the horn section of Kenny Holman and Sam Greenfield on saxophones, Steve Strand and Adam Meckler on trumpets, and Michael Nelson on trombone. 2 weeks before Dave and Corey put out The Golden Hour, Mark Antoine, another guitarist, released Something About Her, on which we find Groovy Sunday on this groovy Sunday morning.
It's Homecoming Weekend on FM 88.1
and WCWP.org. Instrumental Invasion is the show you're listening to, and that was Richard Elliott with Snapshot from Authentic Life, his first album in 5 years, released on January 29th, 2021. Which means 2016 was his previous release, Summer Madness. Snapshot harkened back to Richard's Tower of Power days, which I really like. I liked it the first time I played it back in March, and I like it now. Richard played tenor sax and wrote the song with Jeff Lorber, who also arranged it and played keyboards, guitar, and I'd assume bass, and if it wasn't him, then probably Nate Phillips. Rick Braun was on trumpet, flugelhorn, and trombone in the horn section, David Mann on saxophones in the horn section, and Gary Novak on drums. I thought I heard percussion, presumably played by Lenny Castro. Before that, Mark Antoine with Groovy Sunday, preceded by Mondo Saturday and Tubular Friday. From Something About Her, released on May 28th. Her is Mark's wife of 25 years, Rebecca, and the album commemorates their 25th anniversary. WCWP had been on the air for 35 years when they tied the knot. Mark wrote Groovy Sunday and played acoustic guitar, the smaller requinto guitar, bass, and percussion. Featured musicians were Marion Meadows on soprano sax and Philippe Sace on Rhodes piano, keyboards, vibraphone, and bass marimba. Gordon Campbell was on drums. Here's Marion Meadows again with Twice as Nice. He sure is.
It's Homecoming Weekend on WCWP, Brookville.
Thank you, Bumper Morgan, Dandy Dan Daniel on the FM 88 liner, and we've also had liners by Ted David. You just heard the Jeff Lorber fusion with Backroom from Space Time, which came out on July 2nd. Space Time is hyphenated, as with the Space Time Continuum. Backroom was written by Jeff, heard on keyboards and synth bass. Jimmy Haslip was on real bass. Paul Jackson Jr. featured on guitar, Gary Novak on drums, and David Mann on horns. Jeff, Gary, and Dave were all on Snapshot by Richard Elliott. Before the Jeff Lorber fusion, we heard Marion Meadows, who played on Marc Antoine's song, with Twice as Nice, the title track to his April 23rd release, 365 days after Nick Colione's finger painting. Chris Big Dog Davis, who wrote Right Around the Corner for Nick, wrote Marion's title track with Marion. Marion was on soprano and tenor sax, primarily soprano, and Chris played everything else again. Hey, how about Jeff Lorber and Gary Novak again? They're back a third time on Slick by Herb Alpert. This is for you, Jeff Kroll. Now that's a montage. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, and that was Jay Rowe with his composition Sidesteppin' from Groove Reflections, released on September 10th. Jay played piano and keyboards, Vincent Ingala on guitar, one of many instruments in his repertoire, namely saxophone, Dave Anderson on bass, and Trevor Somerville on drums and possibly percussion. Before that, Herb Alpert with Slick from Catch the Wind, released a week later on September 17th. Herb first wrote Slick with guitarist John Pisano for the Tijuana Brass's 1968 album, The Beat of the Brass. There was no guitar on this version, but Herb played trumpet, Jeff Lorber on piano, organ, and keyboards, Ben Shepherd on acoustic bass, Dave Anderson was on electric, and Gary Novak on drums. That's it for Jeff and Gary until Alexander Zonchik's Jethro Tull cover next hour. We have four more songs this hour with three in a row. In other words,
it's a triple play.
Yes. First, Lisa Hilton with Nightingales and Fairy Tales. That's a double play. Old Timers for the first 2 years, Homecoming thereafter. That was a triple play, or triple shot, on Instrumental Invasion. The third of the three was Patrick Bradley with Exhale, the title track to his January 15th release. Patrick wrote Exhale with saxophonist Darren Ron, who didn't play sax, but did play keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Patrick was on piano and organ, and Alan Hines was on guitar, just as he will be with Jeff Koshua later on. Before that, Larry Carlton and Paul Brown, a double play, with Miles and Miles to Go, from Soul Searchin', released on September 24th. Miles and Miles to Go is a spiritual sequel to Larry's Smiles and Smiles to Go back in 1986. Miles and Miles was written by Larry, Paul, and Mark Carter, who didn't play anything. Larry and Paul were on lead guitar, Greg Karukas on synth strings, Gordon Campbell on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, this time I know it's him, and Shane Terrio, the song's arranger, on keyboards, rhythm guitar, and real electric bass. And we began the set with Lisa Hilton. Nightingales and Fairy Tales was the song, another double play, from Transparent Sky, released September 3rd, 3 weeks before Soul Searchin'. Nightingales and Fairy Tales was a trio song with Lisa, the writer, on piano, Luquez Curtis on acoustic bass, and Rudy Royston on drums, taking us into hour two, another trio, the Russell Ferrante Trio with Network of Mutuality. Thank you.
It's Homecoming Weekend here on 88.1 FM, WCWP, Brookville, New York.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, part of Homecoming Weekend on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with Network of Mutuality by the Russell Ferrante Trio from Inflection, spelled with an X instead of a CT. And Inflection came out on January 8th, the week before Patrick Bradley's Exhale. Russ, heard on piano, wrote Network of Mutuality 3 years earlier for Yellow Jacket's Raising Our Voice album, where it was just called Mutuality. The rest of the trio was Michael Valerio on acoustic bass and Steve Schaefer on drums. Most of the songs tonight are from the year we're 75% through, 2021, with three exceptions in Hour 2. But Hour 2 begins with a song from an album released on June 18th of this year. Living Out Loud by Steve Cole.
The WCWP Homecoming Weekend.
Instrumental Invasion is one piece of the Homecoming Weekend puzzle. Ken Navarro with Embrace, something I'm doing with my fellow alumni from I, Ken, Will Still Be Here, released on August 20th. Ken wrote Embrace and played acoustic and electric guitars and congas. Jay Rowe was on piano and keyboards, Gary Granger on bass, and Jay Williams on drums. Before that, Steve Cole with Not Laughing Out Loud, but Living Out Loud from Smoke and Mirrors, which came out on June 18th. Living Out Loud was written by Steve on tenor sax and David Mann, keyboards, drum programming, tenor and baritone sax, flute, and horn arrangement. We heard Dave last hour with Jeff Lorber and fellow tenor saxophonist Richard Elliott. The other horns Dave arranged on Living Out Loud were trumpet and flugelhorn, played by Trevor Newman. Otherwise, Bernd Shainhart on guitar, Mel Brown, no relation to Paul, on bass and piccolo bass, and Brian Dunn on real drums. Brian returns later this hour with Bill Heller. For now, it's Vincent Ingala. We heard him play guitar on Sidesteppin' by Jay Rowe. Here he plays guitar, saxophone, and everything else on The Move. On The Move. On Instrumental Invasion. With Mike Shimeri. It's Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and that was Greg Caroucas with Travessia, wouldn't want to be a Travessia, Portuguese for crossing, from Serenata, released on February 19th. Not exactly brand new, but it's the latest. Serenata's subtitle is Piano Impressions of Milton Nascimento, Clube da Esquina, and Dori Caymmi. Travessia was a cover of Milton. We heard Greg with Larry Carlton and Paul Brown, and before Greg's solo piano cover of Milton Nascimento, Vincent Ingala played multiple instruments on his song, On the Move, from Fire and Desire, another double play, which came out on September 17th, the same day as Herb Alpert's Catch the Wind. More accurately, Vincent played everything, and he wrote On the Move. In particular, he played tenor sax, guitar, again, and keyboards. Incidentally, Vincent and Greg have played together, and Vincent was on Greg's 2014 album, Soul Secrets. Next, still another double play, a pair of Brians back to back. Brian Bromberg goes first with, focus your audio, that cool, groovy beatnik jazz.
Mike, WCWP, Shomeri.
For this show it is. That was a pair of Brians, or should I say a...
double play.
Sure. Brian number two was Brian Simpson with So Many Ways, the first track on All That Matters, released on June 25th in between Smoke and Mirrors and Space Time. So Many Ways was written by Brian, piano, and Nicholas Cole, no relation to Steve, keyboards and programming. Backing them up, Ray Fuller on guitar, Alex Al on bass, Michael White on drums, and with percussion, Brian number three, Brian Kilgore. Ray Fuller also played guitar on the song by Brian number one, that cool groovy beatnik jazz by Brian Bromberg, from A Little Driving Music, whose street date was May 21st, a week before Something About Her. Brian wrote all the songs on A Little Driving Music by himself, no Nicholas Cole or equivalent. For that cool, groovy beatnik jazz, he played upright bass, acoustic bass, and electric piccolo bass, like Mel Brown, and was accompanied by the aforementioned Ray Fuller on guitar, Tom Zink on keyboards, Craig Fundiga on vibraphone but no bass marimba, Tony Moore on drums and on percussion a second time, or third, Lenny Castro. Here's appearance number four for Jeff Lorber, David Mann, and Gary Novak. Flautist Alexander Zonchik is the lead musician with a cover of Living in the Past, this weekend's underlying theme, by Jethro Tull.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, all part of Homecoming Weekend here at 88.1 WCWP.
Jeff Koshua with The Journey from Sunrise, which is happening in a few hours, released on April 20th. I got strong Pat Metheny Group vibes, but not vibraphone, from The Journey, with Jeff's Iwi electronic wind instrument supplanting Lyle Mays's voice sampling. Jeff was also on soprano sax and various saxophones and clarinets in the horn section. The rest of that horn section, Andy Omdahl on trumpet and flugelhorn, Dan Marcus on trombones, Max Fisher on French horn, and Aaron Hike on oboe. Rounding things out, Alan Hines, heard earlier with Patrick Bradley on acoustic and electric guitars, channeling Alan Holdsworth at one point on electric, Tom Schumann on piano, Mark Stevens on keyboards, Melvin Davis, no relation to Chris Big Dog Davis, on bass, Dave Hooper on drums, and percussion by Martin Verdunk. Before that, Alexander Zonchik on flute, with a cover of Jethro Tull's Living in the Past from Playing It Forward, which came out a year ago this month, October 9th, 2020. Living in the Past was written by Jethro Tull frontman Ian Anderson, in relation to Dave, who sang in addition to playing the flute. No one sang here. Besides Alexander on flute, there was Jeff Lorber on keyboards, synth bass, and guitar, Michael Thompson on more than one guitar, David Mann on horns, and Gary Novak on drums. That's the last you'll hear of Jeff, Dave, and Gary on this show as we head into another of these.
It's a triple play.
Leading off this time, guitarist J.J. Sansavarino with Set It Off.
Hey folks, this is keyboard player Bill Heller from the Rippingtons, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bill, a native of Plain Edge, will close the show, but you just heard the second triple play of the night, which ended with Paula Atherton, who grew up to the south in Massapequa Park. Summer Song was her song from Can You Feel It, which came out on September 18th, 2020. Paula played alto sax on her composition with Cindy Bradley, no relation to Patrick, on trumpet and trombone, Lou Jimenez on guitar, and Nathan Mitchell was featured on keyboards, bass, and drum programming. The second song of the set was Vernazza by David Benoit from David Benoit and Friends, released a way back on August 23rd, 2019. He's working on a new album set for release next year. David wrote Vernazza, arranged and conducted the strings, and played piano. Dave Kaz, heard at the top of the show, was featured on alto sax, like Paula. Pat Kelly was on acoustic guitar, Ken Wilde on electric bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and percussion by Luis Conte. And the set began with Set It Off by J.J. Sansavarino from Cocktails and Jazz, released on April 9th of this year. Joining J.J., who played electric guitars on his composition, were West Byrd on keyboards, John Powell on trumpet, Zem Odu on tenor sax, Dwayne Smitty Smith on bass, electric, Omari Williams, no relation to Jay, on drums, and Danny Sadownik with percussion. That leaves us with Bill Heller. Last Train is the song from Passage, a travel-themed album on the heels of Vernazza that came out on August 27th of this year. Bill wrote Last Train and played piano, keyboards, and percussion programming. Andy Snitzer was featured on tenor sax, Dave Anderson, returning from Jay Rose's song, on bass, and Brian Dunn, back from Steve Cole's tune, on drums. Thank you very much for listening to the Homecoming Weekend edition of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Once again, the last song is Last Train by Bill Heller. Enjoy the rest of Homecoming Weekend here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. So long.